Howdy, folks. Welcome back once again to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Thank you guys for the support, and thank you for making us your number one stop and shop for all of your health needs. You need anything, you know where to get a hold of us, healthmasters.com. We're here to bring you guys the top quality supplements with the top quality news on every topic. We cover just about everything. Every time.
Well, we cover.
Make sure we make everybody mad.
We cover things we're not supposed to. But I got good news. This is exciting. Yesterday, I got to read scripture in church.
Okay.
And I was super relaxed.
Did you take something specific?
No, I'm just relaxed. And I caught myself for the very first time leaning into the podium. I had my arm on it.
That's when you know you've done a lot of public speaking.
Well, normally I'm like, you know, okay, I got to make sure I get this right.
Alert, attentive.
No, yesterday it was just like, okay, I got this, you know, and I'm leaning. And as I look down, I'm halfway through the scripture, right? And I look down, I got my arm on the podium just reading. I'm like, okay, I got this.
Success seminars kicking back in again.
Yeah, after years now, I thought to myself, okay. So I really enjoyed it. So if you guys want to watch the show yesterday, for my 30-second thing here, I had a good time with it yesterday. I loved it. But some of you watched it, by the way. That's why I'm commenting on it.
Good.
And you said you saw it yesterday.
We love that for you. I'm glad you got so relaxed.
We're going to start off with a little bubble gum.
Is it sugar-free bubble gum? Does it have aspartame in it?
It's got some aspartame in this one.
All right.
And it's Sydney Sweeney. Now, you got a different take on this than I do. All right? And I'm going to start on this. And now, here's why. She is like all over Daily Mail.
About last 2-3 years, because she's done movies before.
Yeah,
but they've blown
about
her
a year,
up
about,
after that American
about
Eagle.
About
thing.
A year ago, she did an American Eagle ad and says Sydney Sweeney has good genes, right? Well, now they've got her on this TV show that I'm not going to mention to you, and they've got her doing all kinds of like pretty much X-rated stuff on there. And the crazy part about it
she's somebody's girl. I was reading about somebody's girlfriend that basically is an OnlyFans whore.
I
was reading all about it. I was actually quite disappointed.
And she's having to buy flowers for her wedding, supposedly. She's making the money on OnlyFans, and she's doing all this perversion stuff. And I saw it this morning on the Daily Mail, because I don't follow Sydney Sweeney, but it popped up, and I thought, well, what do they do to her?
They're shoving her in a lot of the news feeds last year.
Well, she was basically a big Trump supporter and everything else. And now what she's done, and it's the same thing that Britney Spears did, the same thing that, you know, all of these people did, Miley Cyrus, all the rest. They started off as Disney kids, you know, and they were wholesome, supposedly. And little by little, they start bringing the perversion into it.
Yeah.
And now, in my opinion, they're doing the same thing with Sydney Sweeney. The problem is that she's probably not aware of what's going on, and she's getting more and more and more notoriety. Probably her salary is going up higher and higher and higher.
Oh, she's making a lot of money now.
Well, and so what they're doing is they're basically making other girls want to be like her. Now, think about it for a second. And, you know, and what we've done is we've turned a whole bunch of girls into, forgive me, OnlyFans, you know, prostitutes pretty much. And the sad part about it is they're saying how, you know, you see it all the time with these crazy stories that are being covered. They're making $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month. But they've got to tell you this 1/100 of 1%, you know, and the vast majority of them don't. It was started by a Jewish guy who basically, you know, is dead now. And, you know, and so you ask yourself a question, why is all this pornography always controlled by this little group of people that wear the little hats? Well, they don't have the same value system that we have. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu has come on and said that people are criticizing Israel. Show this article.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is on some threads. It's interesting.
So he did
interview 60 Minutes the other day. Which I watched a snippet of it. I couldn't get through it. I started getting physically nauseous. I had to go throw up.
Well, I know the guy. It makes you want to puke in person, too.
The problem is, if his mouth is moving, he's lying.
I mean,
it's not like little manipulative, little gaslighting. Like, the man just is pure evil. And they said Netanyahu says social media is driving collapsing public support in Israel, basically meaning all the public support of Israel is going away because of social media. He said there's too much freedom online for people to say whatever they want as governments are losing control of the information environment. This, again, is another bold-faced lie. This isn't because social media is driving public collapse. It's because the behavior of essentially the satanic agenda of that group. I'm not saying everybody in that group is involved with that.
Synagogue of Satan.
But the ones that are going in and, I don't know, you know, leveling children's schools in Lebanon, shooting children for sport from the buffer zone. And what's crazy is I was out of curiosity. It was like 3,000 comments.
So buying TikTok did not fix the problem. Start to talk.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, they just go on in perpetuity.
Yeah, because I think it's more the bombing of the kids and civilians. Doesn't like what we've seen through the last 80-year-old guilt trips at Israel for the parasitic entity that it is. And I want to read this one more. Keep going. There's one more here, and it said it's about time for the Romans to march into Israel and march about here. No, wrong. Israel's bad reputation because they are committing unrelenting genocide in Palestine and Lebanon. It's beyond time again for Israelis to be evacuated and marched out of Israel by the Roman legions. Now, that's a pretty intense statement.
And I'm not saying I agree with all these statements. I'm just putting up this because I want to make it a point.
You know you agree with
him. Well, I did not say that.
I know that, but I mean...
I don't agree with all of them. There's 3,000 comments on
true.
Here.
That's
I don't
true.
Know what all said
yeah,
on
that's
this.
True.
Sometimes you guys people are saying some pretty hard rhetoric. But what I'm saying is this. When you start pulling up articles and you start seeing things...
He wants to stop it so he makes sure that he can continue to get his money from the United States for the free health care and free colleges and free schools.
Now
Oh, and don't forget the government officials get free housing. We'll go down here. This is funny, too. I love reading it. What did it say? Oh, come on. You meet your joke. Okay. Boy, he said something bad. He goes, the goys have freedom of speech, and we're going to continue telling the truth. If you bomb children, we'll talk about it. You know, tough luck. And I'm like, you know, this is crazy. And I said, you know, I mean, but, and here's the thing. Now we have a Trump pastor basically saying that Trump has a better understanding of the Bible than the Pope.
We got another MAGA goy.
Well,
boy.
No, and you go to it. He's a big Baptist church guy, which means they're following the Scofield reference.
There you go.
Okay, which means they believe that Israel's included in the end days and that it has to be supported. And so he has a mega church. I posted it so you guys can read it. I'm not going to give you his name because I'm not going to give him any credence. You can read it if you want. The crazy part about it is that you got to realize. I'm going to say this again, and I don't know how to say it in a way that's not going to offend some of the people here and wrinkle some corners here. I got to say it this way. A lot of these pastors that have been trained with the Scofield Reference Bible and have been raised with a name it, claim it, blab it, grab it mentality were brought in from the Oral Roberts campaign, which many people say he was a high-level Mason, and a lot of the guys behind him were high-level Masons. Now, whether that's true, I don't know. I don't know his personal life. But that, I hear that over and over and over again. It's a recurring theme. And it has really crippled Christianity with the, you know, give me money and you'll be blessed mentality. Now, I'm a Christian. I was reading scripture in church yesterday. My church doesn't go along with all that stuff. And so it's crazy to me that, you know, we have this group of people now that justify the ends, the means by the ends, whatever they get. I'm going to give you a perfect example. I was speaking to a friend of mine the other day, highly known person, very well known. And he said that he was traveling with a TV evangelist who was a friend of his. And the TV evangelist was driving down the highway. He's got a G-Wagon, which are really crazy looking cars. And a rock hits the windshield. Now, Austin, you're going to like this.
Yeah.
It breaks the windshield.
Okay.
And so the TV evangelist goes, oh, great story. The guy goes, okay. Well, then he's listening to him preach. And now he's preaching and he goes, well, I had a parishioner who was having problems with this guy in this community who's a drug dealer. And I had to go talk to him to straighten him out so he'd leave my parishioner alone. So I drove into this drug dealing community. And the guy got mad at me and I'm in my G-Wagon. He pulled a gun at me, direct face of line. He shoots at me. It ricochets off the windshield of the G-Wagon. And you're looking at me like, no, all of it was a lie.
Yeah.
He never went into the community. He never talked to the drug dealer. He never got shot at. A rock hit the windshield. And my friend called him out. And I said, why'd you do that? He goes, oh, it's a great story. Great story.
It's not even a story. It's like that's
no,
a lie.
Now listen to me. When they start this name it, claim it, blab it, grab it crap, excuse me, that's what it is, and they won't open their books up and tell you where all the nonprofit money goes, it's time for you to turn around. All they need to be seeing your elbows flying through the air and your knees moving. That's the end of it. Say goodbye. I'm out. I'm done. I'm telling you, it's what it is. They make up stuff. He said that he was shot in the face and the bullet ricocheted off the windshield. And none of it was true. A rock hit the windshield. And he made up the entire story. Not one word was true from the pulpit.
I have shot through many of windshields.
Oh, yeah.
In training. Many a times.
Yeah.
And I have not seen a single time where a bullet cracks the windshield slightly and ricochets off.
Yeah.
Bullets go through windshields quickly.
Easily. Unless they're like a .22 caliber.
.22 goes through windshield. We've tried.
Oh, really?
Right through windshield.
I haven't done that one.
Right through. Every caliber. We've gone all the way up.
Well, I've been in cars and I've shot through the windshield, but the windshields were gone.
Yeah. No, we blew out new windshields. Yeah, so that anybody says they got shot in the windshield, and unless it's up-armored.
And so the whole thing is, here's the reason I'm telling you that story. If you've got a pastor coming up with these crazy stories that you can't verify, this guy, he's one of these super mega-rich private jet pastors, right? You got to ask yourself a question. You know, what is he doing? I mean, I've heard so many lies from so many of these guys. It's and I remember it. And stop, don't fuss at me. I've been behind the scenes with these guys. I've seen their marriages behind the scenes. I've seen how they live behind the scenes. I don't do it anymore. I don't work with them anymore because of that. I mean, it was the hypocrisy had no boundaries. It was unbelievable. And some of these guys, now some of them are okay. Most of them are not.
Well,
keep your money in your local church.
A lot of it is because the 501c3s have gotten heavily compromised because some people, not all, some people have utilized it as a manipulative tool in order to evade taxes. And so they set up nonprofits. I'm not saying all of them like that. They set up nonprofits, get all this cash in, basically live off the nonprofit and don't pay taxes on anything. Now I'm saying they're all like that, but that's been compromised a lot with the 501c3 corporations now with the nonprofits. Leave it at that. But that manipulative aspect and line goes in multiple areas. That's why you see somebody sent me an article the other day with another health guy, this health guru. I'm not going to put his name out there. And he was talking about all this weird new stuff now that's basically relating to supplements and coming up with these crazy conjecture comments. And I dealt with another comment like this a while back ago, and he was saying, well, by the way, you can't take D3 with anything. It's K2, but you can't take it with a meal. It has to be taken on an empty stomach at this time. And I've developed this proprietary formula where you're supposed to take it, and you only can take it this way.
Okay, where are the clinical double-blind research
Zero,
studies?
None. Yeah. And so a lot of times what these guys are doing in the health communities is they're coming up with these formulas that aren't anything crazy. Half the time they won't even show you assay tests.
They make it up.
They make up this stuff. Well, this is why mine's so amazing. This is why I'm charging you $100 a bottle for D3. And this way you have to take it this way. Guys, especially look at the track record of somebody in the health community. There's so many clowns now that have popped up as social media influencers, YouTube influencers. They want to start telling you all these guru tricks, all these different things. You just subscribe to my monthly newsletter. I'll help you get in shape. It's only $1,000 a month. You get personal access to my email. It's a lie. They're paying somebody to answer the emails for them. I can tell you right now.
That's exactly right.
Nobody gets paid to answer our emails. We answer them all the time. Lan answers them. Ruben answers them. We all answer them.
That's why it takes so long to answer.
That takes so long. And so a lot of these guys, what they've done now is they found these manipulative tools through social media to try to come up with these guru supplement stacks that aren't anything special, charge you an obscene amount of money, and basically get these types of cash coming in. And then suddenly, in a year now, they just disappear, go off the map. I've seen that a lot.
I had a friend of mine this morning, Karen. I called her up and talked to her this morning. I was wishing her happy. We hope she had a great weekend for the thing. Good friend of mine, good customer, listens to the show. A great lady.
This is awesome. She was at the Christmas party.
She was at the Christmas party, yeah. And I said to her, she started talking about, I brought up the thing about Sidney Sweeney. So I said, I'm going to cover this. And then she said to me, she goes, Ted, what's the attraction with guys on OnlyFans? Why do they want to watch this? And I said, it's simple. I said, these really big accounts, they have people who they hire
exactly right.
to answer all of the texts and emails and comments.
As they're that person.
Okay, as if they're the person.
The girl.
And so they're getting this Chinese bot stuff out, or whatever.
AI
out of China or wherever. And so they're doing it for, you know, pennies, you know, a month per answering the things. And what ends up happening is these guys really think they have a relationship with this hottie on OnlyFans.
Yeah. And then let me just be clear on this. So they're watching her videos. They're getting connected with her because they're watching all of her videos all the time, and they're building this relationship
and they're talking
in their
to
mind
her.
That they think they have, and they're talking to an AI bot, and so they start getting obsessed with it, and they'll literally sit there and milk their accounts down to basically continue to have this what they think is this online relationship.
And
it's quite sad,
no,
actually.
And I have a friend of mine that I know, and she said that she had a friend of hers who was on the OnlyFans called Garbage, and that she had like 10 different guys she was talking to all the time, and they were all giving her cash every month.
Yeah.
You think, what do you mean? Well, she lied and said she had a job working 100-hour work weeks, so she could never call anybody back. But these guys but she would see these 10 guys on a semi-regular basis, and they're all feeding her cash every month to the tune of about $50,000 a month.
Jeez.
I kid you not. And basically, the girl was a total cokehead. She's blowing through all of it, you know, burning it all up her nose. And she said but she was pretty. And these guys really believe that they were the only one.
Oh, yeah.
They really believe they were in love with her. They really believe that she was in love with them.
Well, and then they'll say, well, I'm too busy right now for a relationship. I'm super busy now. I've got to go on another trip. See, the thing about it is, guys.
Always on trips.
Be careful with this online stuff now, with any of it, whether it's health supplement gurus that are giving you information. AI is becoming so prevalent in everything. You know what I mean? We're here. You know when you pick up the phone, you call Health Masters, you know who picks up the phone? Live person. I was on the phone the other day. I took a call the other day when I was in the office. Lana's on the phone. Ruben's on the phone. He even answers the phone sometimes when he's there, when I can get him to answer the phone.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes you do. Well, no, sometimes I just send a call. Say, let me talk to him.
Yeah. Well, sometimes when we get overloaded calls, I'll log in and start answering calls. We get a lot of phone calls.
And they always go, it's just really you. And I'm like, I'm just me. I'm putting my pants on one leg at a time.
Yeah,
like everybody else.
And the thing that I sometimes it frustrates me because I feel like a lot of people don't appreciate that at Health Masters as much as they should, because I can't tell you the last time I've called a company and actually get a hold of somebody at a company. It's almost always somebody in India I get a hold of, or it's 15 different AI prompts, and then they want to put you through an AI chat box on the phone, so you get so mad and you start yelling and push 0 50 times. They finally transfer you to a rep somewhere.
Or they say, we cannot answer your phone call this way. We're hanging up now.
Thank you. Goodbye. No, I didn't have the other day. Yeah. I was going through it. I was like 5 minutes of getting frustrated. Then finally it's like, sorry, we can't accommodate you this time. Goodbye. Like,
click.
I just want to ask somebody about a shipment. Good rinse with that.
Yeah, segue.
Yeah.
Iran, like Russia, by walking away from victory, has failed to ensure peace. This is Paul Craig Roberts. Now, this article really isn't about that, but that's how he titled it. And he goes, in his latest Dances with Bear, John Helm reports Putin's commitment to Israel, genocide notwithstanding. Now, listen to this. This is why Putin has not done anything about Israel and the United States' attack on Iran. Or Lebanon.
I have
or Syria.
Been. I have been oddly like curious.
Well, no,
Russia's because Russia's very close to Iran.
Now, I've talked about this in depth because of the central bank in Russia is controlled by the Rothschild banking entity. I've told you guys that, and so I knew that they were being controlled. But here's what he says: President Vladimir Putin declared that Russia and Israel make true common families. I can say this without exaggeration. Almost 2 million Russian speakers live in Israel. We consider Israel a Russian-speaking country. This goes with the Russian Jews. Okay? Without any exaggeration, I say the pride that probably there has never been such a high level of relations between Russia and Israel. If, of course, we don't go back to the very first months or maybe the first couple of years of the state of Israel, the positions of Russia and Israel, the peoples of our country, coincide. Now, wait a minute. And he goes, as Helmer makes clear in his discussion with Rashid, there's no reciprocity of Israel towards Russia, which is hostile. Just the other day, as Zelensky's request, placed an embargo on Russia delivery of grain to Israel on the suspicion that some of the grain may have been grown in Russia, conquered Ukrainian land in Donbass. Putin did absolutely nothing to deter Israeli-American attack on Iran. He asked only, listen, that Israel not attack an Iranian nuclear facility where Russians were working at the reactor.
Really?
No, this is a very important article I'm reading today. Clearly, Putin did not want any Russian deaths that could force him into supporting Iran's ability to withstand the American-Israeli attack. Putin, like Trump, seems to be more under the thumb of the Zionist state of Israel than under the thumb of the domestic citizens. Everything is for Israel, nothing for the Americans or the Russians. Trump's Israeli first policy means for America and for the world rising prices of energy and shortage of fertilizer, which together bring higher prices of world inflation. And inflation is rising faster than incomes and employment. American citizens are paying the price, their president being a two-bit punk puppet of Israel. Strong statement. Now, let me explain to you why they want inflation. It monetizes the debt. Now, you say, what the heck does that even mean? If I buy this, right, and I pay $50 for it, right, and it inflates, and now it costs me $100 to buy, and I've got to charge $200, it's inflation now. What it does, it monetizes the debt if I had to borrow the money. Now, the money that I borrowed is worth half of what it was when I borrowed it. That's what they're doing with the Federal Reserve debt. They're monetizing it. They're making our product, our dollar, worth less and less and less to make the debt easier and easier to maintain and repay until you basically go bankrupt and the country basically has to do what the Weimar Republic did. And so I'm putting huge amounts of cash in order to maintain any kind of standard of living. My mom told me she was there. They were paying 40 billion Deutschmark, 40 billion for one loaf of bread. She said it was cheaper to burn the money, which the government was handing out, than it was to buy firewood with the money in the furnaces to keep the house hot. It was that bad. And she said it went to a black market, and they started growing food in their backyards, and they started having, basically trade. They were all basically doing black market trade. And she said, nylons and cigarettes and alcohol, all that stuff became extremely valuable as far as trading commodities. And then when I went to Germany for the first time in the 70s, I went over there, and pretty much every single home had a garden in the backyard, Austin. I mean, like every home.
Yeah.
Because they had been told by their grandparents, you want to eat, you better have
grow
a garden.
Some food.
If you want to eat, you better can some goods.
Well, and this ties into this article that just came out yesterday morning. It says vegetable oil inflation sends world food prices significantly higher. The global food index last week hit its highest level since February 23. Now, you guys remember what happened. That was the post-pandemic boom up with inflation because of the $7 trillion we injected.
This is monetization of our debt.
Exactly right. And this is what I tried to tell everybody when all the little MAGA goy boys were like, oh, we need to go blow up Iran because they're 2 weeks away from enriched uranium again. They've been 2 weeks away from enriched uranium for 40 years. Let's get real. I told everybody, I said, when this happens with the oil, this is going to be a fiasco. We are just now seeing the price increases on it with oil. Actual at the refineries. Now, the last 2 months have just been manipulatory tactics. And they're saying now everything, especially palm oil, soy oil, canola oil, which is ironic to me because so much of that, the cereal price index has risen significantly. All rice price index gone up another 2%. Vegetable price index increased by 5.9% from March. 5.9%. That is a huge jump considering how much stuff touches vegetable oil, as much as I don't like it.
Watch the egg prices again because of the chicken feed.
Meat prices, 1.2% from March. Dairy price, 1.1%. Sugar price index actually went down 4.7% on here. And here's the factor that happens. All this stuff has rolling factors into other, basically, commodities. This is why when the diesel fuel goes up, everything goes up. Now, what's interesting about this is because I tied this in with you guys, and now everybody's starting to talk about it significantly as far as what's really happening with Amazon. And this is that article says Amazon opens its vast logistics network to every business, not just marketplace sellers. And it starts talking about now how Amazon is going to, what is this one? Amazon has found another world to conquer. It says they're going after the entire world logistics supply because they have the backing of the U.S. government of the DOD contracts that they do. They're the most heavily funded resource in the entire world when it comes to logistic networks, period. Number one, at the top.
Logistics are critical.
Logistics are insanely critical. You don't get food at Publix, at your grocery store. You don't get diesel fuel to your pump. You don't get any of that without logistics and shipping and moving of goods and services. So with Amazon now is coming in, they're saying, okay, we want all the marbles, which is exactly what I warned everybody about 10 years ago.
UPS, FedEx, DHL, DSV, Maserik, all of them.
All of them. They're going after all of them because they've literally built an infrastructure grid around the world because of the money that they've been getting through DOD contracts to the tune of billions of dollars now.
Lakeland had to borrow all of this money to put in a 10,000-foot runway in order to basically allow these giant jets to land for Amazon.
Right.
And now Amazon runs that deal.
Runs
that, no, you're on, like I told you the last week, we sat one time for almost 30 minutes in the heat with the motor running, you know, my 210, and they were almost 2 miles away from us, and we had to wait for them to come up, and then they had to do a flight pre-check before they took off. And we sat there in this hot plane in August, and there was nothing we could do.
Well, and here's, and this is why I've been so adamant about people getting involved in city and county commission meetings. The problem is now I've seen that it's been so compromised in so many areas. Now we're watching the same through the AI data centers. These AI data centers are being injected into these communities. There's a video the other day. I tried to pull it up. I lost it on here. And there was about probably 800-900 people. They had an annex building for this county commissioner meeting over there out west. And everybody was voting no. We don't want another 40,000-acre, you know, data center being put up over here. Voted unanimously all across the board. And it ties into public works, water supply, ties into all the systems that we end up paying for. And here's the crazy part about it. Now, listen how compromised. So when it comes time to vote, I'd say you vote all these pieces of crap out when it comes to these county commission meetings. Listen to this. AI data center project secretly sucks 29 million gallons of water over 15 months before being detected by residents complaining about low water pressure.
They illegally hooked into the city water supply.
Officials refuse to fine the builders of the 6.2 million square foot facility over unauthorized water. Will not fine them. Listen to this. Fayette County, Georgia. I got customers up there. I got listeners up there. Was telling residents to stop watering their lawn. To conserve water, to let your grass die. You need to conserve water because we have a water shortage. The request came after homeowners in a nearby subdivision reportedly had super low water pressure. When the county investigated, it found the data center campus 20 miles from Atlanta has drawn 29 million gallons of water through their two water connections. The county didn't know they existed. Here's the problem. Quality Tech Services, Blackstone. Blackstone and BlackRock are interchangeable, by the way. Blackstone is another subsidiary of BlackRock. Blackstone is their basically infrastructure build out of BlackRock.
And, you know, so the boys wear the little hats.
Yeah. They owed $147,000 in retroactive charges for the unmetered consumption, but the county will not fine the company because they said they don't want to deter their infrastructure growth. Fayette County, would somebody drop you guys on your head?
No, listen, listen.
County commissioners, really?
No, listen to me. About 2-3 years ago, and I reported this on the show, I was at the car wash. And I ran into a county commissioner that I used to know, that used to work out with me back in the dark ages, back in the 80s, I guess. And he was talking to me. He'd been a county commissioner. He lost the latest election. And we were complaining to him at that. I was complaining to him about what was going on with these mini warehouses. I also remember this.
Oh, yeah.
And he looked at me and he started laughing. And I started telling him who was involved. And he goes, look, Ted, he goes, here's the deal. He goes, if these people want to get this done, and he's referring to the Masonic lodges, he says, there's nothing you can do to stop it. He said, if every person in Polk County showed up and voted against this, these guys aren't allowed to vote against each other in a negative way. It's going to get done. And he goes, there's nothing you can do to stop it. He goes, I realized that when I was a county commissioner. You can't stop it.
Look at these cooling systems, dude. This is why they're so stinking loud. They said on average outside of these things, it's 98 decibels.
Okay, now,
98 decibels, okay, now, dude. This is for existential far away from.
Karen asked me the other day about this. When I always talk about water that travels more than 100 meters per second, it changes its molecular structure.
Right.
Okay, it starts glowing blue. And she said, do you think they're using that to create that type of energy field around here with the water? Why do they need so much water?
Because that's what the AI probably may run off the system in there.
I looked at her and I said, I don't know.
Well, I know computing systems in general. You take any computer, they get hot.
But again, how many meters per second is that water moving?
Correct.
Why is it getting that hot? It's moving. That's a lot of friction.
That's true. You run coolant through a doggone race car, you're only at 200 degrees. 200 degrees.
No, I mean, are they running at more than 100 meters per second? I don't know. I mean, are they creating a giant electromagnetic field around this? Is that why you hear it 10 miles away?
Well, they're having to cool it down because it's getting so hot. Because they have giant, giant radiator cooling systems through all these AI computing systems.
But why are they not using liquid nitrogen? Why are they using water, Austin?
That's a valid point. You know why they're probably not using liquid nitrogen? It's cost. They factored in. They can tap in to the city's water supply.
Unless the water... Remember, water carries its own molecular structure. Remember what happened in Japan a few years ago? A guy took water molecules and he blessed them.
Yeah,
and he put them under a microscope. This is true. This actually happened. And they were these beautiful snowflake-like structures. And then he cursed the water and put it back underneath there, and the water changed these gnarly-looking things. It was weird.
You are right, though. Liquid nitrogen will be a much more efficient
and liquid nitrogen in a closed system is not going to evaporate.
No, it's not. It's going to be way more efficient. This is an enormous amount of coolant systems. Look at these fans. No. Okay, for example, look at the car right here. This is a car parked right here. This is a car.
Tiny.
See this car? That's a car. Look at the cooling fan right across. Look how big those fans are.
How loud that is?
That's the size of a jet turbine.
Yeah. But think about it. Karen said that to me, and I'm just speculating now, and I don't know. But what are they doing with this water? I mean, why
are they using so much of it?
And why is it so stinking hot? Is it moving that fast? Because remember, this is what they said the pyramids had to do to create the energy field around them on these magnetic ley lines. They had water moving more than 100 meters per second underneath them. Are they doing that again? Solomon said there was nothing new under the sun. Now I'm speculating. I have no idea.
It's all theory. But
29
though.
Million gallons of water? I mean, why?
Only reason you lose that much water is evaporation, which means it's unbelievably hot.
And liquid nitrogen in a closed system doesn't evaporate.
No.
That's why they can transport it on a truck in a closed system.
Because you are right, though. You're telling me that a liquid nitrogen system is more expensive or less efficient than doing this giant monster?
But liquid nitrogen is not going to create an energy field around like this.
No, it's not. I mean, you look at the top up here. That's a giant parking lot. I mean, you're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of car spaces, right? Hundreds of car spaces. Look at this monster. I mean, it's the size and length of the building. Cooling system fans.
Well, that's why they need 10,000 acres. I mean, they got to.
Yeah.
And so they're sucking all this water out. So are they using the water to create an electromagnetic field? That's the question. Because we talked about this the other day. Why are they building these stupid things everywhere like the pyramids were?
Now certain shareholders of these companies now, and this is the weird part, even shareholders of some of these companies that are going crazy, like Amazon and Microsoft, are actually coming out as shareholders and saying, we need to have full disclosure on what's going on with these AI systems, because they're not even being told on some cases what they're doing. There's an article here. It says, investor pressure to disclose site-specific data center water and power consumption when it doesn't shareholders ask for transparency at the annual investor meeting.
Meaning, look at the size of this.
Look at those cooling systems. I mean, they're going, we're not even being told as shareholders and investors what the heck is being done with these AI data centers, and are we going to be basically just using up hundreds of millions of gallons of water every single year for what? Why? Nobody knows how these things operate on the outside.
But that's how the pyramid supposedly worked out with these magnetic ley lines with giant water fissures underneath them creating a blue light from the water after it moved more than 100 meters per second. So something's going on here. Why do they use so much stinking water?
North American data centers consume nearly 1 trillion liters of water in 2025.
That's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water, dude. And the crazy part, here's the thing, you got to ask yourself the question, right? We already know. In multiple parts of the United States, clean water is a problem. Certain areas, drought heavy. Certain areas, desert areas.
Click on this, the data center cooling state of play. I want to see what that says.
But see, follow me for a second there on this, though. We know clean water is a problem, but yet we're willing to compromise all this water all the time in all these areas just to have faster AI computing systems.
Why water?
Yeah.
Why not liquid?
Remember. Water is the only thing that makes every living element alive. Everything relies on water.
It's a catalyst.
Mammals, animals, people. Everything has to have water. You cannot go without water in about 3 days you die. Mm-hmm. Plants can't go without water. Everything has to have water. Water is a source of life, essentially.
And then we go.
They're arguing.
And I guarantee you, this is all tied back to Israel, by the way. Guarantee it. And because the Israeli Zionists who compromised the Netanyahu government themselves have been completely open about their agenda of hegemony over the entire Middle East, Iran, Turkey, Saudi Arabia included. Former Israeli Prime Minister Bennett explained to the U.S. Israel lobby last February that Turkey is the next Iran.
There you go.
Well, the greater Israel project goes into it.
Yeah, this talks about it here. It talks about the cooling data centers in 2025, how the rapid revolution of AI and agile technologies will change the scale of data centers and the adoption of cooling technologies over the decade. Yeah, this is something's going on with the guys as far as with this massive increase of water consumption.
Especially when you're
compromising communities. This happened in Lake Wales, 20 minutes from us. That's a massive problem down there because the community center couldn't get enough water, and they're building another AI data center down there by the airport, by the way, that Amazon just bought a huge chunk of. All the property around the Lake Wales Airport Amazon now owns.
That was a tiny runway, not soon in the future.
Oh, I guarantee you it will be soon, though, probably 3 or 5 years.
What do you think about that? London, last week, and this is a terrible story, an airplane landed in Denver. 5,000-foot elevation on a 12,000-foot runway, 12,000 feet.
That's a military.
And as it's taking off, somebody's walking across the runway, got sucked into the engine. Well, they had body parts everywhere. Here's why I did all the research on this weekend. Because I'm a pilot, right? You get these big jets, and they get up there. He's at 140 miles an hour when this guy hit this guy.
He's stopping.
No, he stopped.
The plane stopped.
Didn't take off. And so, there's a certain point on the runway where you have the point of no return where you have to take off.
12,000 foot runways, though.
That's 2.5 miles long.
Military.
And they had another one there that's 15,000 feet long. And there's one over in China that's even bigger than that. And so I was thinking to myself, how did this plane stop? That's why I looked it up. And so, when you start seeing this kind of stuff and all this infrastructure build out all over the world, including these data centers, these giant airports, these giant runways, you got to ask yourself a question. What are they doing all this for? Yeah. And then here's another area. This is another one to change the topic. The era of the tiger mom is over. Enter the beta mom. Oh, so the women are tired of being tiger moms and having to earn the money and basically be gone all the time, and their kids are being raised by nannies, and they want to stay at home now. For decades, high-achieving mothers felt pressure to optimize their children's success, and these moms have had enough. Some nights after Sophie Jaffe is already in bed, her phone will ring and pin her with a new video from her 13-year-old son that shows him doing a backflip off a concrete wall or standing on someone's shoulders. She won't know precisely where he is in Los Angeles, for that matter, whereabouts of the 15-year-old brother either, as long as they're home by curfew and have been well-behaved that week. The teens are allowed to set their own schedules. And we're getting this laissez-faire attitude now with parents because they're tired of working 60 hours a week to support kids who have five different activities going on all at once, in which they're having to pay for and pay somebody to take them all around or try to do it themselves while they maintain two different jobs.
Well, that's the problem. You got to look at cost effectiveness as far as how much money you're spending for upkeep of all these different things with kids and how much money you're actually bringing in. I remember I talked to one of Lana's friends one time. She was working in a dental office, and her son was in daycare. And it's real nice daycare. I'll give them credit for that. But they were spending like $1,500 a month in daycare. And the problem was she was only making like $500-$600 a week, you know, working in this dental office. And I told him one time, I said, you know, like, you're after taxes, you're literally washing. You're working to pay daycare, basically. You're not making much more. That's, well, you know, it ends up being a couple hundred more dollars. And I'm like, why don't you start looking at other avenues or something different, or basically maybe try to do something remote from home and basically take care of the kid and not have to put him in daycare and try to save a little bit more money? And they ended up doing that, actually. She ended up getting a remote job and worked part-time remote, still made close to the same amount of money, dropped the daycare, picked up another, you know, like $1,000, $1,200 a month.
Well, and plus you save income tax.
Save, yeah, okay. That's why I say if you're working and to fuel, pay all these and taxes fuel. And then taking the kid to daycare and you're not going to spend any time with him either, do the math on it, because sometimes the math doesn't math.
Yeah, and now a lot of times parents are also, families finally realizing pet prices and pet maintenance.
Gosh.
And $20,000-$30,000 on an animal, you know, before the animal dies. And you're, and you know, I've, some of these places charge $100 a day to take care of the dog.
Oh yeah.
Okay? That's $3,000 a month. That's more than the daycare is for the kids. It's unbelievable how much money this stuff costs. And you start to realize after you pay for the daycare for the dog while you're basically working to make extra money, you know, you say, maybe I don't need a dog.
Daycare for the dog.
Or daycare for cats. I mean,
they're just fine.
Pets are not human beings. And I know some of you go, I don't agree with you on that. They're just basically a humanoid. No, they're not. No, I'm not going to go there. By the way, ancient warriors. This is a total lie, by the way. This is a total lie article. I'm bringing this up to you real quick so you'll know that this is obfuscation. Anxious warriors with this personality profile had a 35% lower mortality rate. Wait a minute. So they're saying that not all anxiety is bad, and scientists found that one type can actually make you live longer. You know, I thought it was kind of funny. It's a personality profile called ERIS, outlasted even those with the lowest neuroticism, and it says they're far less likely to smoke. Well, that's maybe true. More likely to exercise, moderately eat well, and seek preventative mental care behaviors. Researchers believe may partly drive their survival edge. Brain scans and genetic data suggest the ERIS taps into an older, more evolutionary, that's nonsense, conserved emotional system than general neuroticism, which is linked to more recent human-specific brain development. Nonsense. Here's the truth. Worry isn't going to make anybody live any longer. The Bible says that.
That's
who by worrying can add a single moment to their life?
It raises cortisol.
What they're saying here is, you've got a problem with anxiety. We know how to fix it. You need Xanax.
Oh, gosh.
Whoa.
No, you need cortisol buster.
No, you need cortisol.
Magnesium.
No. Here's the problem. A lot of people get out there and they get all... See, when you start buying things you don't need with money you don't have to impress people you don't know, you're going to get anxious. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I can't pay my bills. Oh my gosh, all this. And you start, or oh my gosh, I got to pay daycare. Oh my gosh, I got to pay pet care. You know, just simplify your life, Austin.
Well, no, it's funny you said that. I was around some of my real good friends in Orlando this weekend, and one of my buddies was telling me about a house they were going to go. He wanted to ask me if I wanted to go for the showing. It's just an insane house, by the way. It's not anything that I could even afford. It's in Windermere.
Oh, that's expensive area.
15,000 square feet.
Lake Butler.
On 4.5 acres on the water.
It must be at least $10 million.
The guy built it for $15
million. Woo!
Getting divorced, short selling it for $6 million. I saw the photos of this place, and I actually wanted to go see it if he goes and looks at it. I'm talking floor to ceiling. Everything's always marble. I mean, the house is obscene. 14-car garage. And I asked my buddy about it. I said, what's going on? He goes, guy's made a ton of money, and he's getting divorced, having to liquidate everything. House is paid for, and basically he wants to just burn it down to the ground and take nothing for it so his wife doesn't get anything out of it.
You know, so
I thought to myself, how sad is that sometimes? You know, you do all this stuff to make all this money and grow all this stuff. At the end of the day, if you don't have peace and all you're doing is fighting and screaming and yelling, you don't even care anymore. Take it, burn it. I don't want it anymore. Short sell it. I want it gone. I don't want to touch it anymore. I want to be involved in it.
It's the righteousness of peace and joy through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. I had a friend of mine years ago. I've told you part of the story before. I'll tell you a bit more of it now. He bought this beautiful home on 25 acres next to Disney with him and his wife for like $2, $3 million.
Yeah.
Okay? Him and his wife got into this giant fight. They started fighting. They got in a fight for 8 years. They ended up getting divorced. Well, they sold the house to this guy who was a cardiologist, and he's a Hindu. And they, and it's house all marble. It's unbelievable.
It was, it's like that kind of style house. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
It had like an Olympic sized pool, and it was all the pool didn't have marsite. It had tile in it. And so this guy wanted to put his Hindu cows on it because it was rated. It was in the county, 25 acres. So he tears down part of the house to make it like a big thing for the cows. The cows are walking up and down the marble staircase. They're pooping everywhere. And then finally, he opens
up. By the way, this isn't a joke.
No.
I've talked to the guys about this.
No. And so the guy then gets mold in the house because the doggone thing's open. So he sues my friend to get the $12 million back for the house sale. Okay? And my friend's in court now with it for years, spent hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Did one of the cows die, too, or something?
One of the cows slipped in the garage on poop, died in the garage, was now the house is cursed. He bulldozed the entire $12 million house, tore it down.
Went by the property site. The entire lot. I mean, it's a huge property.
25 and so now he wants his $12 million back, but he wants to keep the 25 acres next to Disney. And you're thinking, oh, you're making this up. Oh, no, this story is so bizarre, I had to ask my friend.
You know what I found? I've watched this.
And he bought it from two gay guys.
Yeah.
Who built the house, which they had good taste, I'll give them credit for that. But they had like this lush bath, and they wanted to lower it, just wanted to dump it.
Well, you know, it's funny, because I've watched this happen the older I get now, and I see this with a lot of people I've known. It's almost like the bigger the house, the more problems you have. And it does, because it's more maintenance, more upkeep, more taxes, more conflict, more issues. And eventually, at some point in time, all those houses always resort back to somebody just wanting to liquidate it. It's almost every time I talk to somebody like that. And so, again, my point is saying all that, be careful what you get involved in sometimes. Sometimes having some peace and being able to relax and not having to worry about $52,000 in your property taxes, by the way, in the house.
$50,000 a week.
$52,000 a year in property.
So even if you pay for it in cash, you got to pay $1,000 a week.
$4,000 a month just in taxes.
That doesn't include
that's including the AC bill and the maintenance and the 12 air handlers going out or anything like that. That's just property taxes. So you start looking at it and you're going, yeah, you know, you may be making a lot of money, insane amount of money at some point, but everything goes in cycles. Oh. Everything goes up. It's like that giant house, that 90,000 square foot house that still isn't done.
Yeah. It was called Versailles. Over there, that's on Lake Butler too. By the way,
90,000 square feet.
Yeah, that Jewish.
He's dead now.
He's dead now, and he never finished it. I told you, we walked through.
Now that Trish is trying to take possession of the house over on a lien.
Well, you're
not paid, but you know, millions of dollars.
I told you the story before. It's a funny story, so I'm kind of just tell you what it is. Okay, I'm over there in the pickup truck one day. And I had a clipboard with me, and I told Sharon, she's with me. I said, "I like, look at this place." And I said, "We're in a pickup truck. I have a clipboard.
I'm professional."
And they were working on it. And so we parked right up front like we belonged there. I got out with a clipboard, and I got a pen with me, and I'm writing things down. And we walked through the whole house. Nobody even said a word to us.
The thing about on a job site that big, there's so many
subcontractors
all day long. That's when I worked for ICF Builders. We were doing all those window and door installations. Nobody ever said anything to us. So I worked there, but it's just so many guys up and down all day.
Yeah, but it was so funny because they were talking to her one day, and they had her at the other house they were in, and she had like Pomeranian dogs, and they were pooping all over the marble of the kitchen. I mean, without pee pads. Now, if you have a Pomeranian, they're cute. I'll give you that.
Potty trained, my God.
No. A dumber dog I've never seen. Now, here's why. They've been inbred and bred and bred and bred and bred because they want to make them small, 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 so they turn into little yappers that poop everywhere. And everybody that I know, and you're probably the one person that I don't know that doesn't do this, they put down pee pads for these dogs, and they may or may not use them depending on what they want to do.
So the dog doesn't actually notify you to go out of the house? They just urinate and poop on the floor?
I've seen it. And I have a friend of mine. He lives in a huge mansion up in, TV Evangelist up in St. Louis. And they keep him in the closet, in like the pantry, and the whole pantry floor is covered in poop.
Even
and the Pomeranian flies on the private jet with him.
Even my lummox of a dog, Thor, my 100-pound pit bull, he still controls himself inside the house. Not anymore. Now he's kicked outside just because I got sick of him slobbering everywhere.
Well, no, but these little dogs, in some cases, in all cases, and he's probably the exceptions, don't fuss at me, they can't be potty trained properly, and they have pee pads down everywhere.
Oh, they have no intelligent quotient at all.
Well, but they are cute.
But
that's it.
Well, the dog has to provide a purpose, has to have some type of security for me. Anyways, digress.
A 2.5-pound Pomeranian.
Ain't gonna do nothing. That should be an alarm system. This is an article I want to cover here because this is coming out more and more as this oral version is coming out. Now it's getting a lot of popularity. Now Costco is going to start carrying it apparently over the counter.
Over the counter.
That's kind of creepy to me considering how many problems this drug is tied to now. It says oral version of GLP-1s, which is basically oral Ozempic now, weight loss drug, is relying on chemical absorption enhancers called SNAC. Because they only have about 0.4% to 1% of the drug reaches the bloodstream. Most of this compound travels the digestive tract where it interacts with gut microbe. Listen to this. You guys are going to find this interesting. So on a 21-day study, the repeated exposure to SNAC, which is basically the absorption enhancer, caused major shifts in gut bacteria, reducing microbes that benefit and ferment carbohydrates and support metabolic health, increasing bacteria linking inflammation. Now, you got to follow me for a second. So the drug that's supposed to help you lose weight wrecks your probiotic health. It doesn't allow you to basically absorb proper nutrients and increases inflammation. You're literally doing the reverse effect of what you need to be doing in order to maintain overall gut health. Now, here's a secondary product problem that they have in here that doesn't get covered. When you have a weakened gut barrier and you have a weakened ability to ingest and basically uptake nutrients and you have inflammation, you start having significant problems with deficiencies, including the body's inability to properly produce serotonin and dopamine because it's made in the gut. That's why you have the gut-brain axis. I talk about it all the time, and people undervalue how important this is. When the gut is heavily messed up and probiotics are basically gone, gut microbes gone, the connection with the brain and the digestive system and the nutrient uptake completely becomes diverted. It doesn't work properly. Now they're saying this drug massively causes all types of issues as far as with gut inflammation. They says low butyrate levels weaken the gut bacteria, increase inflammatory signals, and were linked to changing the gut-liver axis, and 85% drop in brain-derived neurotrophic factor, a molecule involved in brain health. That's what's needed to produce serotonin. So now they're saying this product is being linked to depression. So you're having an issue losing weight. You go on these stupid drugs because people don't want to update their diet. Now you're getting issues with gut inflammation, a lack of nutrient uptake, and basically depression. Why do you think osteoporosis is getting an all-time high now with GLP-1 users? Why do you think people are having all these problems with their liver, with their pancreas, with their thyroid? This stuff is not what they've pretended to be. Now, I've told you before, if you've got somebody that's like 500-600 pounds, they're probably about to die from cardiac arrest because they're so obese and they need something to basically get their diet under control because they can't stop eating. Something like this may be possible because they're diabetic already. But using these drugs to drop 20, 30, 40 pounds just because you're lazy and you don't want to stop eating food is absolutely idiotic at best to me on this. Idiotic. This is why, and I'm tying this in to show you guys, the aspects of what berberine, ultramarine, and dihydroberberine do have some of the same factors on burning body fat that GLP-1s produce as well without any type of side effects or issues with blood sugar regulation.
But now we're not making any claims.
Not making claims. I'm saying what the studies have shown with DHB. Yeah. We talked about it last week. It worked as good as metformin with no side effects. So there's certain options you can do. You know, I looked at the reviews down here earlier, and there was talking about it. People were literally talking about it. Berberine curbs my sugar cravings. Lost 2 weeks, I've already lost 2 pounds of fat without changing a thing. Very helpful, wise diet. Recommended diet doctor with weight control. Helps you feel better in the cravings.
Cleanest product out there.
I've been taking this for months. My A1C's dropped from 6.5 to 5.5 now regularly. There's all types of things you can do with this naturally without going on these drugs, my friends. So that's why I tell you guys, look at the truth of what's happening. Majority of the stuff you're going to see on the mainstream media news outlet is all lies. Now, I've told you guys this, there's not shoot a flare gun. I think we all have PTSD from what happened with COVID. They're bringing all these articles up now about this hantavirus and this cruise. Now, is this going to morph into something? Probably not. I don't think so. I think this is more CIA obfuscation. They may have tested something with these guys, or maybe they did get a hold of a rat and they got sick.
It looks like another coronavirus.
Here's the thing. Yeah, I know. Here's the thing. I'm going to play a quick snippet of videos for you. Just bear with me. It's going to be about a minute. I want to remind everybody on what they did to us psychologically and how they lied to everybody for entire 2 or 3 years.
Fauci should be in prison. Had to be pardoned.
The reason why I want you to watch these videos is a lot of times when you deal with stuff that's very traumatic and very invasive and very painful, you have a tendency to block it out and you try to forget it and you try to remember good things. That can be positive sometimes, a coping mechanism. With COVID, it shouldn't be. You shouldn't be blocking it out, because I promise you, they're going to pull a 2.0 with this. They're not going to stop.
I want to watch. After you do that, I want to do two more things. This vitamin may affect your bowel movements. And yeah. I also want to look at this one over here, basically how vitamin D levels in your 30s may shape your brain decades later. I want to look at those two after we do this.
I want to show you guys this right here. Bear with me for a second on here. I'm going to pull it up. Watch this.
The problem. True. Maybe they should be shamed. But the unvaccinated.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Vaccinated who are the problem.
True. Maybe they should be shamed, but the unvaccinated.
Just have the shot blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks.
We can't trust the unvaccinated.
The unvaccinated, a group that includes children and people acting like children.
When are we going to stop putting up with the idiots in this country and just say, you know, it's mandatory to get vaccinated?
Oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are.
Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The unvaccinated should be taxed. They should pay more for health care.
We need to start looking at the choice to remain unvaccinated the same as we look at driving while intoxicated.
Really, the only people dying are the unvaccinated. And for those of you spreading misinformation, shame on you.
We've got to shun folks. We've got to shun people into
getting... We need to shun those that refuse to get vaccinated.
The unvaccinated people have put us in the position that we're in now. And it is not a good place.
You got to start telling people, if you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this office or this place of business. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come to work.
Oh, screw your freedom.
Freedom is a fragile thing. And it's never more than one generation away from extinction.
The man.
Queensland's secret of testing and research of flaws in the state's...
The reason why I wanted to play a couple of those snippets real quick is to remind you guys what they tried to do everybody from a psychological operation to force you to get an RNA shot, which has been very well documented now, of having a significant host of health problems, including long-term cardiac issues. The documentation's there. Nobody can even question what happened with that shot. RNA gene therapy allegedly rolled it out after 3 months of development and testing with zero long-term test studies, which, in my opinion, was manipulated even in the 3 months because it was DARPA technology. They already knew what it was going to do because it was based on the CRISPR-9 gene editing to the Super Soldier program back in 2012. A lot of that's been basically blacklisted and redacted because they don't want people to know that. But the thing about this is, there is no question about it. If you pull it up now, there's already been seven hantavirus vaccines that have been in testing now already. Seven hantavirus vaccines.
Well, the thing about it is our body's immune system is pretty strong. I want to read,
especially when you hammer C and D and zinc and keep your body strong and don't fill it with a bunch of nasty food.
Well, but they don't want you doing that. They want you poisoning yourself.
That's exactly right.
But I want to read you this article. This is a great article, and it's based on a guy by the name of Clive Baxter, who worked for the CIA, and he says, your emotions don't stop at your skin. Now listen to me. In the 1990s, the U.S. military wanted to know something strange. When your cells leave the body, they forget you. They took DNA, white blood cells, from a volunteer's mouth. They took it to another room a few hundred feet away. Now listen to me. This is important. Listen. They took the blood cells out of the guy's body. Then they showed the donor a video, war footage, comedy, whatever, anything that would evoke real emotions. In one room, the man felt. In the other room, the DNA reacted the same way. Now, we talked about this with the blood. You take your blood out. This is what it's all based on. The cells behaved as they had never left him. The military stopped there, but Dr. Clive Baxter designed the experiment and didn't. He extended the distance to hundreds of feet because then it became hundreds of miles. 350 miles away with an atomic clock in Colorado measuring the gap between the donor's emotions and the cell's response, the result was exactly the same. Zero delay simultaneously. Now, I posted this article. I posted the entire study on the website. You can look at it. Distance did not weaken the connection. Distance did not exist. The Michelson-Morey experiment of 1877 convinced science that there was nothing out there, but it showed now with this study, if a quantum field connects all matter, because every proton knows where every other proton is all the time, then your cells were never truly separated from you. As one scientist put it, there's actually a place where your body no longer, where your body doesn't end and no place where it begins. You are not limited. You're in a field which has a body. Translate. So it was a translate. It was a different article. And so I posted this article by Clive Baxter on there so you can look at it. But it goes back to what I talked about years ago about the blood being taken out of your body and being taken, you know, hundreds of miles away on the other side of the planet. It reacts instantaneously because we're connected to a quantum field. So it's very important that we understand that. And personally, I believe that's how the blood of Christ works. I really do. I believe that because he's an omnipresent being, his blood goes out, and we've talked about this repeatedly, it goes out and permeates all your cells at the same time, restoring your DNA to that of the Father. That's why Christianity is so very, very, very important, that we think about God, that we do communion, that we realize who Jesus is, and that he is who he said he was. He is the Son of God. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Now, I want to go back to this thing.
We're going to cover that. This is what I wanted to show you guys on here, because there's a bunch of different health articles. I need another purple six. I guess why you're doing that. Why you're doing that article, I need to get some more water.
Oh.
I'm in a mess.
You can drink another purple six?
Yeah, I need one real quick. It's a long weekend. I was on the sun all weekend.
Yeah, you got good suntan.
I tan pretty nice sometimes.
You're going to learn.
My German heritage.
You're going to learn.
What?
You're going to learn. Spots.
Spots.
Yeah, sunspots.
But not just yet.
Did they grab you? They get you in your 40s.
Not just yet.
And then you got to go in and have your spots removed so you don't look like Bambi. It's awful.
Liquid nitrogen does wonders.
IPL laser, Moxie laser does better.
I'll probably start on that. I need to start on that at 40. I do. I've been out in the sun a lot my entire life. I was thinking about the liquid nitrogen we were talking about. I was going to get into this in a second, though, is cost effectiveness on these water cooling systems. For liquid nitrogen cooling systems are very, very...
They're sealed.
They're sealed, and they've been around for a long time. The systems aren't... They're tried and true. These systems that they're doing with this now, that's what they're saying.
These are tried and true, too, also, but they create an energy field around them. I guarantee you.
There's no other current systems on the market that are readily used with this big
cooling water?
We
don't even use water in the radiators and cars anymore.
That's what I'm saying. And so we're using basic water with these 500 turbine fans outside with these giant cooling systems on there. You're right about that. These things they're spending so much money on them. Why wouldn't they be using the most advanced technology? Or are they?
We're back to nothing new under the sun.
Are they? I digress. You guys are kind of rabbit trail on the show occasionally, but it's because when you start coming up with stuff like this, my mind starts thinking about
it. I want to see about it.
Vitamin may affect your bowel movements. This is talking about thiamine, vitamin B1.
There you go.
It talks about when bowel habits change, many people first notice how often they go or don't. Coffee, fatty foods, large meals can influence bowel movement frequency through well-known digestive pathways, but they said research is now looking at B1 status. Large international genetic study published in Gut analyzed data for 260,000 people. Researchers identified 21 regions of the human genome associated with stool frequency, including 10 that had not been previously reported. And the main one here was B1 deficiency, finding that B1 biology is important in controlling bowel movements, which is interesting. They said thiamine's role in energy metabolism has long been established.
Back to B vitamins again.
Well, and see, this goes back into what I was just talking about with the GLPs. When your gut gets inflamed, it doesn't absorb the vitamins and nutrients it's supposed to anymore. It's just trying to survive. Think about it. You get one of those times you get the flu, right? And you're sick, and you're 103 temperature, and you're on the couch. You're not trying to go out, say, you know what? I want to go be the best I can and go run a marathon right now.
No.
You're going... I just want to survive and get this over with. I want to sleep. I want to get this over with, and I want to get back doing what I need to do in a couple of days. Your body's in survival mode. That's what it does when your gut's inflamed all the time from eating horrible food, taking horrible pharmaceuticals, and having basically the inflammation of the room. The GI chocolate, man, we burnt through this stuff.
Every time
I get a can, it's full. The next day, it's empty. But you're right. The thing about this is why this product works so well, is because you can't get bodies under control from a health standpoint without talking about inflammation.
Well, that's one of our best sellers. Now go back to the other one. We're almost out of time. I want to talk about this real quick.
We cooked the clock down.
Let's go back. I want to go about
vitamin D3.
Yeah, you got it.
Shapes your brain. Decades later, study found lower D3 levels at age 39 were linked to Alzheimer's.
There you go.
Related brain changes 16 years later. This goes back into the difference you talked about with telomere length as well. Uh-huh. Why D3 is so important to maintain and protect against early brain changes. You don't wait until you're 70 start taking D3.
I have a friend of mine. I talked to him yesterday.
Yeah.
And I asked him. Their husband's been diagnosed. I mean, it came on quickly. It came down with Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah.
And now he's like childlike. He's real friendly. He's real nice all the time. But he doesn't know who he is anymore. Yeah. I mean, it happened within a year. I mean, he just completely.
That fast?
No. It was. I was talking to him. Now, you can't talk to him anymore. Well, you can, but he doesn't know who you are.
Wow,
and
sad.
And it's sad. I told her. I said, she lives in the neighborhood. I said, well, if there's anything I can do for you, let me know. She goes, we weren't planning on having to deal with this in our retirement. I felt bad for it. And how many people don't? Nobody plans for that mess. Really, they don't. But now looking at D3. So listen to me. I don't care what age you are. You get your D3 levels tested. You take it on a regular basis.
Get your D3 levels tested. I can't tell you how many times. I know I've told you this before. People have come to me with blood work and they're trying to figure out, get their overall health under control. And one of my first questions is, what is your D3 levels? I don't know. They don't test for them. If you're getting bloods drawn, make sure D3 is tested. It's literally a check on a box. It costs virtually nothing. Most of the time, your insurance covers it. If you're cash pay, I think last time I did LabCorp, I paid cash for it. It's full now, so it's top to bottom, everything. It's like $220. I mean, guys, don't neglect your health, my friends. The berberine, check that out if you want to burn body fat, get your blood sugar in control, and help out with metabolic support. GHI if you want to get your gut health under control and absorb nutrients properly. And the good old purple sticks if you want to stay top tier on point all the time, 24-7. Well, not 24-7.
You got to sleep
occasionally.
I don't take it after 5 p.m.
I know you don't.
I know. Oh, by the way, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. Remember, he's the author, he's the finisher, he's the perfecter of our faith, and we can do all things through Christ. And remember, this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, because God's listening to me. God's got this. So does Jesus. Put your heart and faith in them. I love you guys, and thanks for your support, and thank you for your prayers.
We'll talk to you in the show tomorrow. As always, my friends, have a good one.